When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Kender Outdoors. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home. Presented to you by Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider.
In the hunting community, the turkey hunter numbers are pretty low. And I've never understood that because it's such an exciting hunt. And when we're out there chasing whitetails, we see turkeys. We hear and sometimes even interact with wild turkeys. And turkeys are a bird that will interact with you. You can call them in, just like talking to an elk. And it's so much fun in the springtime. Well, today, this weekend, is the opener here in the great state of Texas, maybe in your state too. All of those spring seasons, if they're not already open, are opening up to you turkey hunters. Want to wish you good luck today. Have fun. Take us with you and send us pictures when that hunt is over. Let us know how it went. How about shed hunting? You ever participated? Have you ever taken your dog shed hunting with you? Your bird dog will transition to deer sheds, antlers, easier than you think. Tom Dockin is going to talk to us about that later today. Jay Reeve is back. A conversation we had a few weeks ago about Crappie Fest next weekend on Lake Fork, Texas. A lot of people have crappie fishing on their mind. I noticed that when I hit the boat ramp at Amon Carter Lake last Sunday afternoon. There wasn't hardly a parking spot left. That water was still a little bit cool, and they weren't socked up on that bank tight just yet at that lake, but I'll give them another chance. People come from all over, not only Texas, but the United States, to fish Lake Fork, legendary for its largemouth bass, but also those giant crappie. We're going to talk to Jay about Crappie Fest and how to catch those big crappie. We're going to revisit that conversation from about a month ago. And Taylor Rhodes is here with the Rocky Mountain Gun Owners Association. I've had listeners in Colorado reach out to me and let me know of their displeasure with what's happening in their state pertaining to their Second Amendment rights. We'll get a report from Taylor Rhodes a little later on. Grab yourself a cup of coffee. Make yourself at home. You're in camp with us at Kender Outdoors, front door to the camp house. Brought to you by Fortiflora, America's number one canine probiotic. Let's go turkey hunting right off the bat with my buddy Pete Delkus. Pete, an avid turkey hunter. And we're going to get set up right, Pete. I want to know what is in your turkey vest.
Everything.
Everything.
I'm actually not kidding. You know, as a diehard turkey hunter, you have to have every call. Because you truly, and that's what I tell my wife when I run to Cabela's.
Sure.
But you truly don't know what's going to work. I love to use a diaphragm call. I love to use my mouth call, okay? But I need to have a box call. I need to have several different box calls. A soft one, medium one, a loud one. You need to have several different types of slate. I'll have an aluminum slate. I'll have just a plain old-fashioned slate. There are a number of different types of calls. If I can lug it around with me, I'm going to have them in my vest because you don't know what's going to work on any given day. I hear Ray I, who is arguably like the best turkey hunter in the country. Ray always says you got to take the bird's temperature. Mm-hmm. You got to figure out what's going to work for that bird. Do I call loudly? Am I aggressive? Am I more passive? Do I use a box? Do I use a slate? Do I use a mouth call? Bill, there are honestly times where I'm sitting there and I've got two decoys out. Maybe two decoys, two hens and a Jake. I'll have my spread out, and I'm using a mouth call along with a box call or a slate because I want that gobbler that's 100 yards away, mm-hmm. just out of shotgun range. I want him to think, boy, I've got a couple hot girls over there.
Yeah.
So I'll use a couple different calls at once. There may be a time where I just, you know, softly purr on a slate. So it just depends on the bird.
Do you ever use a tube gobbler?
I don't use a tube gobbler.
No?
And I know guys that use the tubes, and I know guys that use the little snuff cans. Right. I haven't been able to figure that out yet. but I have a shake like an old gobbler shaker
right.
in my vest, but I don't use the tube, and I've never done the little snuff can either.
Well, and you really couldn't carry a tube because I'm looking in your turkey bag here, your pack, and you wouldn't have room for this sandwich if you had a tube caller.
I know, that's exactly that and the candy bars.
As I look through your pack here, I can't help but notice an old turkey wing. What do you do with that?
That right there is my secret weapon.
Remember,
what we're trying to do is we're trying to make the gobbler think that this is just Mother Nature at work. So I use that turkey wing to simulate a hen flying out of the tree at first light, right after the sun comes up. I try to use that wing to simulate that hen flying out on the ground and just get that old boy all excited. So hopefully, you know, we can take him home with us later on.
And it works, doesn't it?
It does work. I would say a number of times over the years, Bill, I'll use that wing, which is getting pretty worn now, or I'll just use my hat to simulate a hen flying out of a tree. So you've located your gobbler, mm-hmm. okay, with your owl hooter, your coyote call, whatever you want to use. You get as close to that roost as you can, 75 yards, 100 yards. It just depends on the terrain. That'll determine how close you can get. Once you're there, a couple soft tree yelps, because remember, the girl has just woken up. Mm-hmm. So that hen's just woken up. You don't want to be hammering that call. Couple soft tree yelps, and then when it seems like it's about the right time for the birds to start flying down, give a quick fly-down cackle, hit that wing or your hat on the side of your leg to simulate the bird flying out of the tree, and then shut up. And just shut up, and I guarantee you that gobbler, most of the time, is just going to go nuts in that tree. He's going to then fly down, and then that's when you have him.
He's going to come straight to
you. He's going to come straight, because he knows where that girl just landed.
Right.
I mean, believe me, their eyesight and their hearing is incredible. I've used that before. I used it with my neighbor 2 years ago. He had never been turkey hunting before. He shot a bird within five minutes after I did that fly down cackle and I beat that wing on the side of my leg. He shot that bird. He goes, man, this is easy. I said, trust me.
Sure.
It doesn't always happen this way, but it sure is exciting when it does.
And they walk right up and you fill their head with thoughts of BBs.
That's right, I shoot him right in the face.
Kinder Outdoors brought to you in part by Fortiflora. Have you made the change? Have you made the switch to Patriot Mobile yet? What is the holdup? Patriot Mobile is America's only, that's a very important word, only Christian conservative wireless provider. And I want to pay for your activation when you use the promo code Kinder, K-I-N-D-E-R. When I pay my bill every month with Patriot Mobile, a portion of that bill goes to fight for my Second Amendment, my First Amendment right to free speech, my religious rights and freedoms, sanctity of life, support of our military and first responders. Patriot Mobile, mobilizing freedom every month of the year. And yes, you're going to have dependable service. If you have it now, if you have good service in the deer blind or on your favorite fishing hole now, you're going to have it when you make the switch to Patriot Mobile. Come see me at kinderoutdoors.com, K-I-N-D-E-R. Take a look at Patriot Mobile. It just makes good sense.
Hi, I'm Jim Shockey, and it's time once again to invite you to our annual Jim Shockey Classic 2-day charity event, where we all get together to celebrate and honor those who have served and sacrificed. All of us deeply admire the invaluable sacrifices made by our military personnel. 100% of the proceeds fund all expense-paid Shockey tribute hunts through the Freedom Hunters Military Outreach Program. In addition to the golf tournament, there will be a sporting clay tournament on Sunday morning before the banquet. So join me April 14th and 15th, 2024, at the award-winning Barnsley Resort in Adairsville, Georgia, nestled in the beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit JimShockeyClassic.com to sponsor, to register, or to donate, and also to learn more about our great event. I really hope to see you there.
If you fry your turkeys during the holiday season and you're tired of the hassle of pots, open flames under hot oil, and sticky, oily messes, then it's time to take a good look at the Cajun Fryer by R&V Works. The original, the last fryer that you'll ever need to purchase. Cajun Fryer puts pro-level frying gear in your backyard or hunt and fish camp. These are high-performance, low-maintenance deep fryers that feature the heat source in the oil. Your oil heats from the inside out. If your family loves a fish fry, Cajun Fryer is a must. Because the heat source is suspended in the oil, small crumbs and pieces that burn fall to the bottom. So your oil stays much cleaner, many times lasting the entire year. Often imitated, never duplicated. Don't be fooled. Take a look at the original Cajun Fryer at CajunFryer.com. Fresh, crisp, delicious every time. CajunFryer.com.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add a Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add a Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line 5 times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add a Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Tech rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number 2 hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
At Patriot Mobile, our mission is to defend freedom with great partners like you and Kender Outdoors.
Calming Care is a great product for the overactive dog, the overbarker, the overjumper. If that's your dog, learn more about Calming Care at KenderOutdoors.com. Jay Reed was my guest about a month ago. Jay is one of the folks that puts together and hosts Crappie Fest. It's a huge one fish tournament. Anybody can win this. It's on Lake Fork next weekend. He joined us a few weeks ago and gave us the details.
Yes, sir. Once again, that's our home for Crappie Fest. We're going to be on Lake Fork. And actually this year, we're really excited. We've got a new weigh-in location. The Sabine River Authority has put in a brand new launch and recreation facility. It's called Caney Point Recreation Area, and it's over on Highway 154, just north of the bridge that goes across the east arm of Lake Fork, and it is state of the art. I mean, they've got a massive 6-lane launch ramp, and I don't mean maybe fit 6 boats in. It is 6 individual lanes with plenty of room. They got parking for hundreds of boats and trailers, overflow parking. They've got a huge pavilion. Man, it's going to make this tournament so much better. You can drive over and have plenty of room to weigh in. Or if you want, you can just pull up in your boat. I mean, that's the cool part now. So we're really excited about our new location right there on the lake, at Caney Point Recreation Area.
Yeah. And you know, the high school parking lot was good to us for a long time, but you can't beat this. State of the art, like you
said.
That's
right. We just keep outgrowing everything.
yeah. Give us the nuts and bolts. How do we enter? Where do we go for more info? What's the format? Tell us about this.
You bet. Yeah. You can go to the easiest way to get all the information is to go to crappiefest.com. Very easy to get to. It'll take you straight to the webpage. The tournament hours are from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., and you got to be in the weigh-in line by 2 p.m. Registering for the tournament is super easy. You can register online there at crappiefest.com. You can come by Lake Fork Trophy Lures there in Emory, one of our big sponsors. You can go to Lake Fork Trophy Lures from 5 to 6 p.m., on Friday, the 22nd, the day before the tournament. We'll be there signing people up in person. And then I'll even be over there from 6 to 7 a.m. the morning of the tournament at Lake Fork Trophy Lures to sign you up. So very easy to sign up. It's a $100 entry fee per person. The kids, man, we've got a sponsor, Northside Salvage, that is our junior angler sponsor, and we've got over $2,000 worth of prizes for the kids. It's free for the kids to fish. We got 2 age divisions, lots of great prizes for the kids. We're going to give away over $40,000 in cash for the adult anglers. We pay the top 20 places. First place is going to be a minimum of $5,500 in cash. And that's for one crappie. That's the cool part about Crappie Fest. It's a big fish tournament. One fish, one weigh in, and there's a lot of cash. You can weigh in a big fish. We've got special awards for the exact weight bonus. If you weigh in a crappie that weighs exactly 1.00 pounds and you're the first angler to do so, you get $500. There's golden tickets. You don't even have to catch a fish. If you're a paid entrant, you come up and check in at the weigh-in, and we'll give you a golden ticket. And if your number's drawn, you win $1,000. We've got like three or four of those $1,000 prizes that we're giving away. So this is an unusual tournament. You know, it's not all about being a pro crappie angler. This is for mom and dad and grandma and grandpa and all the kids. You know, it's just a great time and a great chance to come out and see some mighty big crappie weighed in and have a chance to catch a real big one on your own too.
Yeah, you know, it might take a little special know-how to put together a 7-fish bag that has a chance of winning, but anybody can get lucky once and catch that 2.5-3 pound crappie of a lifetime, especially out on Lake Fork. Weigh one fish, catch one fish, go weigh that fish. You never know if that fish is going to be worth money or not. So, Jay, you guys are motivated to do all of this hard work and work year-round for this tournament for a very special cause.
Yes, we are. My wife is now an 8-year survivor of ovarian cancer, and she is she's on the board for the National Ovarian Cancer Coalition, and we use this tournament as an opportunity to raise awareness and raise funds for the National Ovarian Cancer Coalition. It's a great cause. It's a super good organization. And Rhonda has been really dedicated to this in raising awareness. And the proceeds from the tournament will benefit the National Ovarian Cancer Coalition, which is obviously very near and dear to our heart. So it's we'll have a lot of NOCC members out there and lots of good information for ladies that want to know more and for husbands, fathers, brothers that want to know more about this. So it's a great organization and we're proud to support it.
You know, we hear a lot about breast cancer, but more and more through the past couple of decades, I'm hearing more about ovarian cancer, and it hits a lot more often than I think a lot of us realize. A lot of women are affected by ovarian cancer.
Yeah, that's very, very true, Billy. And the thing that's so scary about ovarian cancer is there's not a test for it. You know, they have mammograms and screenings for breast cancer and other types of screening for cancers. Ovarian cancer doesn't have a screening test, and its symptoms are kind of, you know, nondescript. And so a lot of times ovarian cancer isn't discovered until it's in the late stages. And so, you know, it's important to know what those signs and symptoms are, and that's why, you know, that's one of the reasons we have this tournament, to help put the word out and provide information to people on what those signs and symptoms are.
I got a phone call recently, Jay, from a guy in South Dakota. I have fished with him a number of times on Lake Oahe. He can catch great big smallmouth and walleye up there on Lake Oahe, South Dakota, and he said, "Billy, I'm coming to Lake Fork." And I said, "Oh, you want one of those 13-pound Texas largemouth bass?" He said, "No, I want a nice chest full of those famous Lake Fork crappie." When we come back from the break here, Jay, I want you to, in your mind, take us crappie fishing on Lake Fork. Give us some tips, techniques, tactics that work for you, okay?
All right, that sounds good.
This is a Kinder Outdoors Conservation Minute, a focus on people that make a difference.
The Quail Coalition has drawn the line. Quail decline stops here. South and West Texas and Western Oklahoma are the last strong natural regions for wild bobwhite quail. We've all watched the drastic decline across the southern states of the iconic bobwhite. The Quail Coalition has vowed to do all within human power to not only stop quail decline, but build a future where the quail will flourish across all of its original habitat. If true quail conservation is important to you, please visit quailcoalition.org. Consider a membership, attend one of our fundraising banquets, and please consider together starting a chapter in your home state. Together, let's sustain and restore vulnerable wild quail populations. Let's encourage and educate interested youth. Let's keep the most brilliant quail minds on earth working on a bright future for our quails. The first step, visit our website, quailcoalition.org.
Preserving what we love and educating the next generation every day. To learn more, visit us at KinderOutdoors.com.
When Cinnamon Creek Ranch Wild Game Processing converts your venison or pork into breakfast sausage or ground meat, it's a hands-down hit. But step outside the box this year. Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing has sausages for every taste.
I don't know, probably 30 or more. We have German, hickory, hot links, jalapeno, cheese links, regular jalapeno, and cracked black pepper, Cajun sausage, all kinds of sausage. Our chipotle and cheese is actually our number one seller. We just came out with a Hatch chili and cheese summer sausage to complement our links. And we also have a Frito chili cheese pie sausage this year, which is kind of off the charts, but the kids love it. So it's kind of one of those new twists.
Located just north of Fort Worth, Texas, Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. Experts with all wild game. Visit CinnamonCreekRanch.com.
I'm Tom Watson with Bended Knee International, asking you to pray for the Navajo people of New Mexico and Arizona. The COVID-19 pandemic has hit these Native people exceptionally hard. In many cases, multiple families live in the same home. Water is carried from muddy streams for household use, and medical care is many miles away. I simply ask that you join me in lifting them up to the Lord. To learn more, please visit bendedknee.org.
At Marksman Firearms and Outfitters, you'll find a huge selection of firearms, ammo, fishing tackle, including rods, reels, lures, baits, and every accessory you can imagine. Whether you buy, sell, or trade, Marksman's mission is to guide and educate their customers, whether they're new to firearms or experienced, skilled shooters. Visit one of their stores in Mansfield, Granbury, Killeen, or Wichita Falls. For more info, go to MarksmanFirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman. There's a place I love to go in the pristine Texas Hill Country that features first-class lodging, outstanding cuisine, world-class wing shooting, the best free-range axis deer hunting in the world, my favorite, by the way, plus native whitetails and turkey, and some of the most comfortable hosts that you've ever enjoyed. Don't forget to throw in the fly rod. You'll want to experience the crystal clear waters of Joshua Creek and the Guadalupe River. Rolling hills and Texas live oaks, friendly smiles, and spring-fed waters. Orvis and Beretta agree that Joshua Creek is one of the finest hunting and shooting ranches in existence. And I think you will too. You won't find a prettier place to get married. And our staff and facilities will make your corporate event, family reunion, or private party turnkey and the best you'll ever experience. Joshua Creek Ranch in the historic Texas Hill Country between San Antonio and Fredericksburg. Want to go? Of course you do. JoshuaCreek.com. Ag Texas. The name itself says trust, honesty, strength, and tradition. Ag Texas has from the get-go been dedicated to the prosperity of agriculture and rural America. The Ag Texas family can help grow your herd or your operation. Give us a call and talk to Ag Texas pros about risk management in the form of crop insurance, protecting borrowed capital and savings. We specialize in everything from dairy cows to pecan trees, and have the right financial tools and knowledge at Ag Texas to help you grow and grow safely. We can't tell you when it's going to rain again, but we can assure that your crop, your cows, your family, and the family land are secure and protected no matter the storm or the dry spell. We are agriculture at Ag Texas, and we look forward to visiting with you. Ag Texas is at agtexas.com and just down the road.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
The old camp house floor creaks a little, but don't worry. You're on solid ground with Kinder Outdoors.
Those high-volume European-style pheasant shooting experiences at Joshua Creek Ranch have been a huge hit. What a great alternative to the typical corporate round of golf or sporting clays. How about a couple of days at Joshua Creek Ranch, Joe and Ann Kirchival's place, having the time of your life? Learn more about Joshua Creek at KinderOutdoors.com. Taylor Rhodes is with the Rocky Mountain Gun Owners Association. He was brought to my attention by a listener in Colorado that's unhappy with what's happening to their Second Amendment rights, coming under fire heavily in that state. Taylor, it's good to have you. Thank you for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
First of all, I want you to introduce the Rocky Mountain Gun Owners Association to our audience. I had never heard of you guys before until a listener there in Colorado contacted me a few weeks ago, and I think that's pretty cool that you guys exist. Who are you? What do you do?
Yeah, so we were founded nearly 30 years ago, frankly, in response to the NRA giving out A ratings like after dinner mint. We felt like they were compromising on our Second Amendment rights then, and so we were founded. And RMGO started as a no-compromise gun rights organization, and we've been taking the fight to the Democrats here in Colorado for, like I said, about the last 30 years.
So, outside of politicians there in Colorado, who are some of the folks, groups, that you have to keep an eye on all the time? Who's working against you most there? Are there some organized groups?
Oh, they are very organized. The Bloomberg-funded anti-gun lobby runs out of a couple of apparatuses. If your listeners know of Moms Demand Action, they are by far the largest anti-gun apparatus in his war chest, but they also have groups like Everytown, and then groups that aren't funded by him, like Gifford and Brady, are beating the bush to push through their anti-gun agenda in Colorado and hamstring law-abiding gun owners.
You know, they're really good, Taylor, at slipping a name in there that is so misleading. A lot of people never get past the title, but hey, a wolf in sheep's clothing, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's what we're seeing with some of the legislation that's coming down the pipe here. They have very misleading titles, but they are meant to disarm us.
Yes, and how sad it is for all of us nationally, a great outdoor state like Colorado, the hunting and fishing heritage there is magnificent and as rich as any place in the country with a great shooting and hunting background. You would think, well, I guess we're guilty of kind of like here in Texas, taking it for granted a little bit that it's just always going to be there, but we've got to keep an eye out or it's going to disappear.
And that's very true. And the funny thing is just 5 years ago, it's hard to believe this, but just 5 years ago, Colorado actually had better gun laws than even Texas. And the left has taken over Colorado, and has pushed their anti-gun agenda, And it is not just impacting the scary black guns. It is impacting weapons made for hunting. And this assault weapons ban that they have introduced just this year, it is any semi-automatic magazine-fed weapon. So my turkey shotgun would be illegal under this bill.
Wow. The little 22 rifle that I target shoot with my granddaughter with would be out. People need to understand that the erosion has started. Once they get a foot in the door, they're coming harder and harder. You're referencing what I believe is HB 24-1292. Am I correct?
Yeah, you're correct. And this is the full blown assault weapons ban here in Colorado. And like I said, this is not our grandfather's assault weapons ban. This isn't just going after scary black guns like AK-47s and AR-15s. This is going after, I mean, heck, the Glock that I have on my hip right now would be illegal to purchase because it is a semi-automatic magazine-fed and it has a threaded barrel. It is so arbitrary, and this is a complete disarmament campaign.
You know, the American people have just been so lied to over the past couple of decades, especially assault rifle. You know, AR, a lot of people believe that stands for assault rifle, and it has nothing to do with assault rifle. In fact, assault rifle has never even been officially listed as a particular gun in these United States. As far as I know, I've looked high and low. I can't find it anywhere. That's a made up name, isn't it?
Well, the only place that we can actually find it being used was in World War II. There were assault-style rifles, but most of those were either classified as submachine guns or and some heavy machine guns were classified as those. That's not what we're talking about here. Machine guns are already highly regulated across America. Still, you can purchase them, but they are highly regulated. And the average ordinary person is likely not going to be able to get their hands on them. But in common America, in common terms, yeah, the term assault weapon is completely made up and arbitrary and used to fearmonger.
Yeah, like we were talking earlier, a few minutes ago, a wolf in sheep's clothing. They come at you with what sounds like a glamorous and great future for Americans, if we'll just get rid of these guns. And absolutely, that's the furthest thing from the truth. They want us disarmed in this country. HB, if folks want to read up more about it, HB 1292 in Colorado right now. It's all over the internet if you want to take a look. But for a very clear and concise idea about what's going on there, I suggest you go take a look at the Rocky Mountain Gun Owners Association. And where can we do that, Taylor?
Yeah, so if you're listening to this, regardless of where you are in America, I need you in my foxhole. You can go to rmgo.org/AWB. That's Assault Weapons Ban or Alpha Whiskey Bravo. We need you in the fight. That's going to take you to a petition page where you can sign your petition. Unlike other organizations, we don't just collect your information. We actually take those to the politicians in Denver to let them know that make your voice heard, that we the people are upset, and we are willing to fight back, and we will hold them accountable at the ballot box if they do this to us in the legislative session.
Are there people in the Capitol that still listen to the conservative voice? How rampant is the liberalism there?
So in the House, it is full-blown Marxist. We literally have two sitting state House representatives that are self-proclaimed communists. It is about as bad as it gets. In the Senate, it's a little bit better. There is some sanity there, and that's where if we can kill this in the legislative process, it will likely be in the Senate. Governor Polis claims to be this great libertarian governor, yet he has signed every anti-gun bill that has hit his desk. At this point, that is 17 anti-gun bills that Governor Polis has signed while claiming to be this great libertarian.
Taylor Rhodes is the executive director of the Rocky Mountain Gun Owners Association. One more time online, where can we find you?
Yeah, please get in my foxhole. Fight back with us to help us stop the assault weapons ban. Go to rmgo.org/AWB. That's Alpha Whiskey Bravo. We need you in the fight.
Hey, hang in there. Enjoyed the visit. We'll chat back.
Yeah, thanks for chatting.
Things are good along the creek, that crystal clear spring-fed Joshua Creek, lined with ancient cypress trees and those native Guadalupe bass, waiting for your fly to drop. Go spend a little time in the hill country with my friends Joe and Ann Kirchival at their five-star Texas Hill Country Resort, Joshua Creek Ranch. Learn more at KinderOutdoors.com.
I'm Craig Boddington. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it at Kinder Outdoors.
Weatherford Truck Equipment has been supplying premium truck accessories and equipment since 1997. Chip Knees and the crew at Weatherford Truck Equipment are pros that can totally equip your farm, work, or town truck to totally suit your needs. Flatbeds, grill guards, bumpers, bed covers, toolboxes, hitches, running boards, or any custom fabrication that you can scheme up for your truck. Weatherford Truck Equipment is located at 2620 Ranger Highway in Weatherford, Texas, just 20 minutes west of Fort Worth. Visit online at weatherfordtruck.com and take a look at the exceptional quality in our truck accessories and customized metal fabrication. Ranch truck, service truck, special purpose truck, it's all at Weatherford Truck Equipment. Contact Chip and set up an appointment to talk over your truck accessory or custom fabrication needs. Weatherford Truck Equipment, 2620 Ranger Highway in Weatherford. If you ever stop just once in West Texas at the very unique Herdware store and visit with the very unique Cecil Miskin, you'll make it a regular stop every time you pass by.
We are on U.S. 287, which is one of the oldest and most major U.S. highways still. We are 40 miles south and east of Amarillo.
H-E-R-D, Herdware Store.
We've got bison leather goods, vests, chaps, dusters, and bison hide coats, bison leather belts and wallets, bison leather shoes, art. We've got Western artifacts. We've got native artifacts. The only way we can describe it is all things bison. If you're not interested in bison, don't stop. If you're interested in bison, come on and plan on spending 15 minutes to 2 hours and enjoy yourself. The only rule that we have in the store, and we've had it for many years, and we've only had one person ever break our rule, is if you're not having fun, we're going to ask you to leave.
The most unique stop between the Gulf and the Pacific, Cecil Miskin and the Herdware Store, herdware.net. No doubt, as you travel the highways, pastures, and arenas across our great nation, you've probably taken notice of those beautiful NRS trailers, complete with all that you need, from tax storage to air conditioning in your fully equipped living space. NRS Trailers, born in cowboy country, Decatur, Texas, home to champions. We wanted to build the best trailer on the road, one that would satisfy our own high demands of quality. We did. And now NRS Trailers is one of North America's largest premier trailer builders. In fact, there's an NRS trailer location just ahead. You'll find us in Decatur and Willis, Texas, Ocala, Florida, Oklahoma City, Fort Scott, Kansas, and Wickenburg, Arizona. From horse and stock trailers with living quarters to flatbeds and car haulers, back up to the safest, most dependable trailers on the road. We can even finance it for you at NRS Trailers. NRSTrailers.com. The Wild Sheep Foundation. Our purpose sounds simple: to put and keep wild sheep on the mountain. But from where we stand to the top of the mountain is a challenging and exciting journey. To be successful, we support the top scientific minds in wildlife research. We tell the story and history of the wild sheep in North America to those around us, like you. And step by step, we protect and grow wild sheep populations. If not for the Wild Sheep Foundation, more than $115 million in care, concern, and conservation work would not have happened over the past 40 years. Important work that has seen our wild sheep populations grow from 25,000 or so in the 1950s to more than 85,000 today. Learn more about the worldwide leader in wild sheep conservation. Secure a membership, attend a banquet, bid on an auction item, make an impact on top of the mountain. WildSheepFoundation.org.
Bring the kids along. This is where heritage is guarded just for them. Kinder Outdoors.
Hey, this corner of the camp house at Patriot Mobile's Kinder Outdoors is brought to you by Joshua Creek Ranch in the Texas Hill Country. Texas Best Bird Hunting, endorsed by Beretta, Remington Select, Orvis, Shooting Sportsman. Go experience the ranch for yourself. Joshua Creek Ranch. Learn more at KinderOutdoors.com. It's an exciting time for crappie fishermen. And especially with the big Crappie Fest coming up on Lake Fork next week. Jay Reeve and I had a conversation about it about a month ago.
Tell me one more time, just so folks can look at it while we're talking about fishing here. When is Crappie Fest, and how do we learn more?
Crappie Fest is March 23rd this year, and you can go to crappiefest.com. Real easy to get to. Go online to crappiefest.com. All the information, tournament rules, sign-up forms, everything you need to know is right there on that website.
I get phone calls and emails from folks around the country that listen to the show. They know we're based here in Texas and North Texas, and they like to talk about Lake Fork a lot. And a lot of these folks want to know how to crappie fish our great Texas lakes and have some success. They're only here for 2-3 days, maybe a week tops, and they want to know how to launch the boat and go catch some crappie. So, springtime crappie on Lake Fork. I would think that would be an easier time of year to figure these fish out.
Well, it can be. That's, springtime fishing for crappie anyway. It's here today, gone tomorrow. And that's why, if I had one tip above all others for springtime crappie fishing on Lake Fork, I would say don't go shallow. Now, if you go shallow and you find them, that's great. But a lot of people get up there and beat the banks for those crappie this time of year. And they're not there except just, for a very short period of time. We have our best luck on Lake Fork in the springtime, fishing trees in 10 to 15 foot of water. Now, those fish may only be 2 or 3 foot deep, but, they stay out there. And a lot of these fish spawn on those trees, so... Lake Fork, I've heard guys say, if you want to catch a crappie on Lake Fork, find a boat arc tree and go fish it. And, it can be that simple, but, just be sure and don't go too shallow, because those big females likely to be hanging out on those big boat arc trees out in that little bit deeper water staging and waiting to go in and spawn.
So when you do launch your boat at Lake Fork, you're going to have crappie on your mind, but it's really important that you have boat arc trees on your mind for safety purposes. That can be a dangerous lake.
Oh, without a doubt, and especially now, I think the lake's probably back full after all the rain that we've got, and it's deceiving. There are boat lanes, marked boat lanes where you can run, and my wife would tell you that you need to make sure and if you're running wide open, you need to be in one of those boat lanes. I thought I had a place figured out one time where I could run that wasn't on the boat lanes. And yeah, about $8,000 later, I found out that I was wrong. so yeah, it's important to make sure if you're not in those boat lanes, you better be off a plane and on idle, because you're gonna hit some stumps.
Yes, you are. You're going to bounce. And if you're real proud of that new wrap you got on the boat or that pretty fiberglass, you might want to pick a different lake, because you're going to get boat arc trees and bridge pilings are going to get you if you're crappie fishing on Lake Fork. What if folks are coming a little bit later? They're going to wait for the kids to get out of school, and they're going to come this summer to fish.
Well, that's what I love about Lake Fork. All you got to do there is just move out a little deeper. And frankly, summertime is just, and especially early summertime, you can just catch a ton of fish on Lake Fork. Boat arcs year-round, well, maybe not the wintertime, but boat arcs for the most part, especially in the summertime, those hold fish and just move out a little deeper. A lot of times in the summertime, you can find those fish in 20 to 30 foot of water. Again, they're probably not going to be right down on the bottom. but they love those bodark trees. You know, the bodarks are the ones that, you know, unlike a lot of the hardwoods that have a lot of, you know, straight up and down timber, those bodarks have a lot of limbs that go horizontal, you know, and those crappie like to get right up underneath those limbs. And I think that's why the bodark trees are so good. And there's also some cedar trees on Lake Fork. And, man, if you can find some cedar trees and you got some pretty healthy line and a good strong hook and a pretty stiff rod, you can get out there and pull a lot of fish off of those cedar trees too. So yeah, you just same pattern. And you know, if you're used to bass fishing and you know how, you know, fish move, from spring to summer, you know, in the spring, they'll kind of be in the backs of the coves a lot of times. And as it gets warmer, they'll move out to main lake points and things. Same thing for the crappie. Follow the migration, but be looking for the bodark trees and just get out a little deeper and 15 to 20 foot deep is where the fish will probably be sitting and get out there and catch you some.
Now, Jay, I know you've got a color or two that you really like on Lake Fork. Are you giving up any secrets here?
You know, Lake Fork is. I don't think color makes a lot of difference. I'm one of those kind of guys. If I'm going to Lake Fork, the very first jig I'm going to drop is going to be white and chartreuse. And especially in the summertime, chances are that jig's going to be tipped with a minnow or a piece of a minnow head or at least a crappie nibble or something like that. But white and chartreuse is by far my favorite. You know, sometimes you can get orange, bright orange, especially if there's been some rain and some runoff, bright orange, black and chartreuse will work. But you know, Lake Fork is one of those lakes that, white and chartreuse, black and chartreuse, one of those two is going to catch fish. You put it down in front of them, especially if it's tipped with a minnow, and you're going to hammer some big crappie.
So the dog days of summer and the coldest points of winter, do you go full minnows all the time, or do you stay home in the air conditioner or the heater?
No, and that's, you know, you talk about being able to pattern a fish, the heat of the summertime, I think, is the best crappie fishing of all. They don't, you can go back, you can fish the same area for a week, and those fish won't go anywhere. They get into that holding pattern. They'll get deeper. Wintertime, they'll get deeper. I mean, this winter, you know, they get on the deep timber, or in the deep part of the lake, you know. We were catching crappie this wintertime, you know, in, 35 to 50 foot of water, 35 to 45 foot of water. And sometimes those fish would be down there 30 to 35 to 40 foot deep. But you're still fishing trees. Now they're, you know, hardwoods. The big hardwood trees on the creek channels, on those deep river channels, would be holding the fish. And that's the same pattern for the summertime. You usually don't get quite as deep as that. Summertime is about fishing the thermoclines. You got to find that thermocline in the summer and fish right at or above that thermocline. So the fish may still be in trees on the river channel in 40 foot of water, but if that thermocline is set up at, you know, 15 to 18 foot deep, those fish are going to be stacked right there on that thermocline level. So, yeah, you can catch fish all year round on Lake Fork and most Texas lakes. You know, Texas is just a great state to go crappie fishing.
Jay Don Reeve and the big one fish crappie tournament that he helps put together every year is coming up on March 23rd, where they ought to be out there about 10 to 15 feet, Jay said, on the bodarks. If you were paying attention, go out there and get you a big one and win some big money at Crappie Fest. CrappieFest.com, that's all we need to know, right?
Yes, sir. That'll take care of it. And don't forget that 3-pound, if you catch a 3-pound crappie and weigh it in at Crappie Fest, courtesy of Sea Arc Boats, our monster crappie bonus, that'll add an extra $7,500 to your prize. So you can win over $12,000 for one single fish at Crappie Fest this year on March 23rd.
Hi, this is Laura Nealon from Field & Stream. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
defending our God-given constitutional rights and freedoms, and to glorify God always. Patriot Mobile stands side by side with Kinder Outdoors.
Hey, thanks a lot for hanging out around our campfire here at Kinder Outdoors. Sure glad you're here. Located just outside of Alvord, Texas, the gateway to the grasslands, the LBJ National Grasslands. I call it the Bermuda Triangle of good old boys. Decatur, Bowie, Springtown, Bridgeport, Alvord. You come here and just want to get lost, put down roots. This corner of the camp house brought to you by the world's greatest dog fuel, and that is Purina Pro Plan. Pro Plan Performance for your hardworking bird dog. Tom Dockin, one of our dog training pros up in Northfield, Minnesota. He's a Pro Plan man. And this time of year, when all the bird seasons have ended, he's still in the field with his dogs. Tom Dockin, you have been training upland birds, retrievers, for years and years and decades and decades. You've seen millions of retrieves, but the first time that one of your dogs brought you a shed, was that a whole new feeling all over again?
Boy, it was. You know, I always tell people, when that happened for the first time, I felt like I was my first day of dog training. The excitement of seeing my dog bring a dummy back for the first time. I was like a little kid again. And the thing is, it was so new. It was so different. And it just shows you how versatile these dogs can be, the things that they can do. I mean, we're not doing anything that is extraordinary as far as these canines. You know, you see them over in war and things that they can do. But the versatility and the fun that it brings you, and it brought us a new sport. I always shed hunted,
right?
But now taking the dog with, it just added the whole nine yards to it.
Yeah, and it extends your time with your dog after duck season, after waterfowl season, after pheasant or quail season. A lot of guys put the dog up, and he doesn't get out a whole lot until next fall. But this gives you an activity you can involve your dog in through the springtime months and on into the summer before it gets too hot.
Yeah, and we normally, you know, it really, hunting season was over, and now, right now, we're doing this. And we've been training for about a month and a half now, getting ready for our shed season in Minnesota. We have 6 weeks of shed hunting, so we're hunting. And once you get the dog out there and he understands that you're hunting for sheds, it's still hunting. And, you know, we love to hunt. We're always looking for more excuses to hunt.
Absolutely. What's the best day of shed hunting you've ever had?
I had a 10 shed day one day, and we just hit one of those honey holes. And if you're a fisherman, it's like we were on the X. And we found an area where these deer were wintering, and we couldn't do anything wrong. So that was kind of a highlight, and it's one of those that you're going to just remember forever.
Right, yeah. If guys want to learn more about shed hunting, and you can absolutely take your retriever, your upland dog, and pretty easily teach them to hunt sheds, can't you?
Well, you can. I mean, if you figure if a guy's already hunting upland birds, the dog knows to hunt.
Right.
All we're doing is just teaching them to hunt something different. But keep in mind, and I want to simplify this enough, if I said, hey, do you use a training dummy when you're training your hunting dog? Most people say, well, yeah. I want people to think of that shed as just treat it like it's one of your training dummies. And if you think of it, I'm going to start teaching my dog to find this antler or pick it up. They go, okay, if it's just like my training dummy, I said, could you go hide that out in the backyard and you'd find it? Most people go, well, yeah, I can do that. It's the same thing. We're just getting them used to a different scent.
Right.
And it's just a new game.
All right, there have to be some products that help us, some training aids. What are some of those things?
Well, one of the first things that we seen that we were going to need is we were going to need a scent. And, you know, it's been no mystery to people who already trained their hunting dogs. You know, scenting your dummies, doing those things has always been around. But these antlers, you know, really, if people are going to use a scent for antlers, most of that scent's going to come off the base where it falls off the deer's head. And that's where the majority of the scent's going to come from. And it's actually a waxy kind of material. We've created a scent that mimics that smell. So we needed that to begin with. And not only when you shed hunt, do you want your dog using his nose to find him, but they're going to be laying out there in a lot of cases where the dog's working well away from you, where he's visually going to have to be looking for him. So we created some silhouettes that actually are white silhouettes. They're bigger than a normal antler would be. And then we always put those out there on a stake when we're first training to get the dog looking for something that doesn't look like it should be there.
Yeah.
You know, that white object, and then we'll put our antler right by it.
Yeah.
So we want the dogs to hunt visually, and then we want them to hunt with their nose. So those are two products we have out, and obviously you need to know how to do it too. So we produced a book on how to introduce your dog to it. and the necessary training that it takes to get your dog to be proficient. But just like any other dog training we do in the sporting dog world, there are some tools that you have to have, and we just try to get things that make it simpler for people to learn how.
All right, and I know there's a website that we can go to learn more and all kinds of stuff on the site.
Yeah, I do like the website. It's called sheddogtrainer.com, and it'll have products. It's going to have events that are coming up. It's going to have a trophy room, and I love the trophy room because you can send your pictures in of your dog with the antlers that you found, and it's kind of a bragging board. But I love going there, and I want to see, okay, who sent pictures in? And it's going to keep you up to date on all the training techniques, seminars, world championships up in Minnesota. It'll show you how to qualify, and then this coming year, you're actually going to be able to go and run events where you can actually earn a title on your dog, a junior shed hunting title, master shed hunting title. So those are all things that are going to be taking place.
Obviously, it's going to be a whole lot of fun, and it's the dawn of a new frontier with our dogs. Give us the website one more time.
SheddogTrainer.com.
Thanks a lot, Tom. Tom Dockin from his famous Oak Ridge Kennels in Northfield, Minnesota. If you visit Tom's Kennels, you'll notice that he feeds his client dogs as well as his personal dogs Purina Pro Plan Performance Formula. It comes in the purple bag under the sport label, and it's at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Texas, Kansas, and Missouri. Come on, let's grab a cup of coffee. Got to brag on my friends at Patriot Mobile a little bit. Patriot Mobile, my mobile service provider, the only Christian conservative wireless provider in the United States. Pete Delkus and I co-MC the auction at the big Park City's Quail fundraiser, conservation fundraiser every year. And when I got to SMU, to the big indoor field house football training facility where the banquet would be, I started looking around at who is supporting this event. What companies are here supporting quail conservation? And by golly, there was Patriot Mobile. I was so happy to see that. These guys put their money where their mouth is, whether that's conservation, the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, our military and first responders. Every time I pay my bill, I'm contributing to all of those folks as well. Learn more about Patriot Mobile. Come see me at KinderOutdoors.com. Free activation with promo code Kinder.
These are unsettling and even scary times for many people. But for others, there's peace, even as an angry world cries out. The source of that peace is Jesus Christ. I'm John Watson, pastor at Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas. At Cornerstone, we teach the Bible with no man-made religion added in. Join us online Sunday mornings at 10:15 Central at csbiblechurch.org. It's just God's Word. csbiblechurch.org.
I stand for my brothers who can't stand anymore. Men who hunted terrorists to the ends of the earth. Who sacrificed their bodies and their lives so that we could peacefully live ours. I stand for the children, the spouses, and parents whose family made the ultimate sacrifice for us. We are all standing. We're the National Rifle Association of America, and we are freedom's safest place.
Winter at the lake is a wonderful thing. The still, quiet solace of the woods and water at Grapevine Lake offer the perfect opportunity to slow the season down a bit. Tucked away behind a secure gated entry and snuggled on the still shore of Grapevine Lake is the national award-winning Vineyards Campground and Cabins. Full hookups, lightning-fast Wi-Fi, and cable TV at every campsite and cabin keep you connected, even when you're getting away. The Vineyard sites and fully furnished cabins are the perfect place to kick off the new year and enjoy the great outdoors. Our unique location makes you feel far away from the hustle and bustle when you're just a few blocks from historic downtown Grapevine, the Christmas capital of Texas, offering shops, restaurants, and all the sights and sounds of the season. Cozy cabins, spacious pull-through sites, and a camp store on site to provide whatever you need. Always keeping your health and safety a priority. Come enjoy nature's original way to social distance. Come see us this winter. The Vineyards Campground and Cabins. VineyardsCampground.com.
Once upon a time, long, long ago, elk roamed bountifully across most of North America. Their bugle cut the early morning fog in the hills of Tennessee, Kentucky, Virginia, coast to coast. And then they were gone. But in 1984, the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation was born. And since then, a quarter of a million people have joined the elk effort. Nearly 9.5 million acres have been preserved or access opened up to the public. There are more than 500 RMEF chapters, and the way we go about our business makes us one of the most efficient and effective conservation organizations in the U.S. The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation plays a leading role in restoring elk to their historic habitat. Today, make a difference in the world. Make an impact. Learn how at rmef.org.
We've camped on the ground and in five-star lodges, but never found a more welcome camp than this one. Kender Outdoors.
Hey, I'm Billy Kender. Thank you for hanging out around our campfire with us. By the way, Purina Pro Plan has a formula specifically built for your dog, even if they have special conditions like an itchy coat or an intolerance to grain. Pick up the Pro Plan formula that best suits your dog at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. And by the way, keep an eye on them. You're going to have a healthier dog overall in just a few weeks. I've seen it too many times. Pro Plan at Atwood's. My old buddy Jay Reeve joined me about a month ago talking about a very important one-fish crappie tournament that's coming up on a great crappie lake next weekend. Crappie Fest, benefiting ovarian cancer research.
March 23rd, 2024. It's going to be the 11th annual Crappie Fest, 2024
wow.
Crappie Fest. Yeah, we've been doing this for 11 years. We're hard to believe, but it just keeps getting better and better.
And I guess it's going to be again on Lake Fork?
Yes, sir. Once again, that's our home for Crappie Fest. We're going to be on Lake Fork. And actually this year, we're really excited. We've got a new weigh-in location. The Sabine River Authority has put in a brand new launch and recreation facility. It's called Caney Point Recreation Area, and it's over on Highway 154, just north of the bridge that goes across the east arm of Lake Fork. And it is state of the art. I mean, they've got a massive six-lane launch ramp, and I don't mean maybe fit six boats in. It is six individual lanes with plenty of room. They got parking for hundreds of boats and trailers, overflow parking. They've got a huge pavilion. Man, it's going to make this tournament so much better. You can drive over and have plenty of room to weigh in, or if you want, you can just pull up in your boat. I mean, that's the cool part now. So we're really excited about our new location right there on the lake at Caney Point Recreation Area.
Yeah, and you know, the high school parking lot was good to us for a long time, but you can't beat this. State of the art, like you
said.
Well, give us outgrowing
everything.
yeah. Give us the nuts and bolts. How do we enter? Where do we go for more info? What's the format? Tell us about this.
You bet. Yeah. You can go to the easiest way to get all the information is to go to crappiefest.com. Very easy to get to. It'll take you straight to the webpage. The tournament hours are from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. and you got to be in the weigh-in line by 2 p.m. Registering for the tournament is super easy. You can register online there at crappiefest.com. You can come by Lake Fork Trophy Lures there in Emory, one of our big sponsors. You can go to Lake Fork Trophy Lures from 5 to 6 p.m. On Friday, the 22nd, the day before the tournament, we'll be there signing people up in person. And then I'll even be over there from 6 to 7 a.m. the morning of the tournament at Lake Fork Trophy Lures to sign you up. So very easy to sign up. It's a $100 entry fee per person. The kids, man, we've got a sponsor, Northside Salvage, that is our junior angler sponsor, and we've got over $2,000 worth of prizes for the kids. It's free for the kids to fish. We got two age divisions, lots of great prizes for the kids. We're going to give away over $40,000 in cash for the adult anglers. We pay the top 20 places. First place is going to be a minimum of $5,500 in cash. And that's for one crappie. That's the cool part about Crappie Fest. It's a big fish tournament. One fish, one weigh in, and there's a lot of cash. You can weigh in a big fish. We've got special awards, we call it the exact weight bonus. If you weigh in a crappie that weighs exactly 1.00 pounds and you're the first angler to do so, you get $500. There's golden tickets. You don't even have to catch a fish. If you're a paid entrant, you come up and check in at the weigh-in and we'll give you a golden ticket. And if your number's drawn, you win $1,000. We've got like three or four of those $1,000 prizes that we're giving away. So this is an unusual tournament. You know, it's not all about being a pro crappie angler. This is for mom and dad and grandma and grandpa and all the kids. You know, it's just a great time and a great chance to come out and see some mighty big crappie weighed in and have a chance to catch a real big one on your own too.
Yeah, you know, it might take a little special know-how to put together a 7-fish bag that has a chance of winning, but anybody can get lucky once and catch that 2.5-3 pound crappie of a lifetime, especially out on Lake Fork. Weigh one fish, catch one fish, go weigh that fish. You never know if that fish is going to be worth money or not. So, Jay, you guys are motivated to do all of this hard work and work year-round for this tournament for a very special cause.
Yes, we are. My wife is now an 8-year survivor of ovarian cancer, and she is she's on the board for the National Ovarian Cancer Coalition, and we use this tournament as an opportunity to raise awareness and raise funds for the National Ovarian Cancer Coalition. It's a great cause. It's a super good organization. And Rhonda has been really dedicated to this, in raising awareness and the proceeds from the tournament, will benefit the National Ovarian Cancer Coalition, which is obviously very near and dear to our heart. So we'll have a lot of NOCC members out there and lots of good information for ladies that want to know more and for husbands, fathers, brothers that want to know more about this. So it's a great organization and we're proud to support it.
You know, we hear a lot about breast cancer, but more and more through the past couple of decades, I'm hearing more about ovarian cancer, and it hits a lot more often than I think a lot of us realize. A lot of women are affected by ovarian cancer.
Yeah, that's very, very true, Billy. And the thing that's so scary about ovarian cancer is there's not a test for it. You know, they have mammograms and screenings for breast cancer and other types of screening for cancers. Ovarian cancer doesn't have a screening test, and its symptoms are kind of, you know, nondescript, and so a lot of times ovarian cancer isn't discovered until it's in the late stages. And so, you know, it's important to know what those signs and symptoms are, and that's why, you know, that's one of the reasons we have this tournament, to help put the word out and provide information to people on what those signs and symptoms are.
I got a phone call recently, Jay, from a guy in South Dakota. I have fished with him a number of times on Lake Oahe. We catch great big smallmouth and walleye up there on Lake Oahe, South Dakota. And he said, Billy, I'm coming to Lake Fork. And I said, oh, you want one of those 13-pound Texas largemouth bass? He said, no, I want a nice chest full of those famous Lake Fork crappie. When we come back from the break here, Jay, I want you to, in your mind, take us crappie fishing on Lake Fork. Give us some tips, techniques, tactics that work for you, okay?
All right, that sounds good.
You never know. Dip a jig in that mess of cattails. See what you pull out of there. Could be a whole bunch of money. Crappie Fest next weekend. All the details at crappiefest.com. A link at kinderoutdoors.com if you want to come see us there. Going to take a little break, grab a cup of coffee, then we're headed for the great state of Colorado. Taylor Rhodes is going to join us. Taylor is the lead man at the Rocky Mountain Gun Owners Association, and they're not happy with what the politicians are doing there in the state of Colorado. We're going to get updated on that when we come back.
Hey, everybody. It's Dominic Zamito with Two Rivers Fly Shop in North Fork, Arkansas. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Billy, are you sinking? It looks like you've got a heck of a hole in your waders there.
Hi, I'm Jim Shockey, and it's time once again to invite you to our annual Jim Shockey Classic 2-day charity event, where we all get together to celebrate and honor those who have served and sacrificed. All of us deeply admire the invaluable sacrifices made by our military personnel. 100% of the proceeds fund all expense paid Shockey tribute hunts through the Freedom Hunters Military Outreach Program. In addition to the golf tournament, there will be a sporting clay tournament on Sunday morning before the banquet. So join me April 14th and 15th, 2024, at the award-winning Barnsley Resort in Adairsville, Georgia, nestled in the beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit JimShockeyClassic.com to sponsor, to register, or to donate, and also to learn more about our great event. I really hope to see you there.
There's no reason to be miserably cold while you hunt or fish. Still hunting, snow hunting, ice fishing, or just going to the ball game. Stay warm with Buffalo Wool products.
You know, I would have had no idea that bison had such a usable fiber, but the more you get into it, the more you play with it and learn and see what it does, you realize why these animals are so well protected in the environments that they are. They will grow this fiber as needed to protect that heart, lungs area, keep their core insulated, whether it's from the heat or the cold.
I've depended on Buffalo Wool to keep me warm in bitter conditions for over a decade now.
Part of the reason that we love you so much is because of the fact that you actually went out, tried it, tested it before we even discussed anything about working with you. So that's sort of what we want. We just want to make sure people are comfortable. Not everybody needs us. Not everybody is out stand hunting at, you know, 30 degrees, or not everybody has circulatory issues. But for those that do, we want to make it available, we want to make it as durable as possible, and we want to make it work. We want people happy, warm, and comfortable. That's it.
TheBuffaloWoolCo.com. Weatherford Truck Equipment has been supplying premium truck accessories and equipment since 1997. Chip Neese and the crew at Weatherford Truck Equipment are pros that can totally equip your farm, work, or town truck to totally suit your needs. Flatbeds, grill guards, bumpers, bed covers, toolboxes, hitches, running boards, or any custom fabrication that you can scheme up for your truck. Weatherford Truck Equipment is located at 2620 Ranger Highway in Weatherford, Texas, just 20 minutes west of Fort Worth. Visit online at weatherfordtruck.com and take a look at the exceptional quality in our truck accessories and customized metal fabrication. Ranch truck, service truck, special purpose truck, it's all at Weatherford Truck Equipment. Contact Chip and set up an appointment to talk over your truck accessory or custom fabrication needs. Weatherford Truck Equipment, 2620 Ranger Highway in Weatherford. Have you made the change? Have you made the switch to Patriot Mobile yet? What is the holdup? Patriot Mobile is America's only, that's a very important word, only Christian conservative wireless provider. And I want to pay for your activation when you use the promo code Kinder, K-I-N-D-E-R. When I pay my bill every month with Patriot Mobile, a portion of that bill goes to fight for my Second Amendment, my First Amendment right to free speech, my religious rights and freedoms, sanctity of life, support of our military and first responders. Patriot Mobile, mobilizing freedom every month of the year. And yes, you're going to have dependable service. If you have it now, if you have good service in the deer blind or on your favorite fishing hole now, you're going to have it when you make the switch to Patriot Mobile. Come see me at kinderoutdoors.com, K-I-N-D-E-R. Take a look at Patriot Mobile. It just makes good sense.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
Patriot Mobile, our mission is to defend freedom with great partners like you and Kinder Outdoors.
Hey, thanks for sticking around, hanging out at our campfire this weekend, Kinder Outdoors. We really appreciate that. Let us know how you listen and where you listen, kinderoutdoors.com. Leave a note on the door. This corner of the camp house brought to you by Joshua Creek Ranch, 5-star, lodging, dining, entertaining, and hunting. The bird hunting is the best in Texas. You want to hunt this fall? You need to get in touch with them now. Go ahead and get your name on the books. When cooler weather rolls back around this fall, it'll pay big dividends for you and your bunch at Joshua Creek Ranch. Learn more at KinderOutdoors.com. Taylor Rhodes joins me now from the Rocky Mountain Gun Owners Association. I got a call from an email from a listener there in Colorado. Taylor, that's a little concerned, more than a little concerned, about what's happening to the Second Amendment in your state, and said that you could give us the lowdown on it. So welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
First of all, I want you to introduce the Rocky Mountain Gun Owners Association to our audience. I had never heard of you guys before until a listener there in Colorado contacted me a few weeks ago. And I think that's pretty cool that you guys exist. Who are you? What do you do?
Yeah, so we were founded nearly 30 years ago, frankly, in response to the NRA giving out A ratings like after dinner meant. We felt like they were compromising on our Second Amendment rights then, and so we were founded. And RMGO started as a no-compromise gun rights organization. And we've been taking the fight to the Democrats here in Colorado for, like I said, about the last 30 years.
So outside of politicians there in Colorado, who are some of the folks, groups that you have to keep an eye on all the time? Who's working against you most there? Are there some organized groups?
Oh, they are very organized. The Bloomberg-funded anti-gun lobby runs out of a couple of apparatuses. If your listeners know of Moms Demand Action, they are by far the largest anti-gun apparatus in his war chest, but they also have groups like Everytown, and then groups that aren't funded by him, like Giffords and Brady, are beating the bush to push through their anti-gun agenda in Colorado and hamstring law-abiding gun owners.
You know, they're really good, Taylor, at slipping a name in there that is so misleading. A lot of people never get past the title, but, hey, a wolf in sheep's clothing, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's what we're seeing with some of the legislation that's coming down the pipe here. They have very misleading titles, but they're meant to disarm us.
How sad it is for all of us nationally, a great outdoor state like Colorado, the hunting and fishing heritage there is magnificent and as rich as any place in the country with a great shooting and hunting background. You would think, well, I guess we kind of were guilty of kind of like here in Texas, taking it for granted a little bit that it's just always going to be there, but we've got to keep an eye out or it's going to disappear.
And that's very true. And the funny thing is just 5 years ago, it's hard to believe this, but just 5 years ago, Colorado actually had better gun laws than even Texas. And the left has taken over Colorado and has pushed their anti-gun agenda And it is not just impacting the scary black guns. It is impacting weapons made for hunting. And this assault weapons ban that they have introduced just this year, it is any semi-automatic magazine-fed weapon. So my turkey shotgun would be illegal under this bill.
People need to understand that the erosion has started. Once they get a foot in the door, they're coming harder and harder. You're referencing what I believe is HB 24-1292. Am I correct?
Yeah, you're correct. And this is the full-blown assault weapons ban here in Colorado. And like I said, this is not our grandfather's assault weapons ban. This isn't just going after scary black guns like AK-47s and AR-15s. This is going after, I mean, heck, the Glock that I have on my hip right now would be illegal to purchase because it is a semi-automatic magazine-fed and it has a threaded barrel. It is so arbitrary, and this is a complete disarmament campaign.
You know, the American people have just been so lied to over the past couple of decades, especially assault rifle. You know, AR, a lot of people believe that stands for assault rifle, and it has nothing to do with assault rifle. In fact, assault rifle has never even been officially listed as a particular gun in these United States. As far as I know, I've looked high and low. I can't find it anywhere. That's a made up name, isn't it?
Well, the only place that we can actually find it being used was in World War II. There were assault-style rifles, but most of those were either classified as submachine guns or and some heavy machine guns were classified as those. That's not what we're talking about here. Machine guns are already highly regulated across America. Still, you can purchase them, but they are highly regulated. And the average ordinary person is likely not going to be able to get their hands on them. But in common America, in common terms, yeah, the term assault weapon is completely made up and arbitrary and used to fearmonger.
Yeah, like we were talking earlier, a few minutes ago, a wolf in sheep's clothing. They come at you with what sounds like a glamorous and great future for Americans, if we'll just get rid of these guns. And absolutely, that's the furthest thing from the truth. They want us disarmed in this country. HB, if folks want to read up more about it, HB 1292 in Colorado right now. It's all over the internet if you want to take a look. But for a very clear and concise idea about what's going on there, I suggest you go take a look at the Rocky Mountain Gun Owners Association. And where can we do that, Taylor?
Yeah, so if you're listening to this, regardless of where you are in America, I need you in my foxhole. You can go to rmgo.org/AWB. That's Assault Weapons Ban or Alpha Whiskey Bravo. We need you in the fight. That's going to take you to a petition page where you can sign your petition. Unlike other organizations, we don't just collect your information. We actually take those to the politicians in Denver to let them know that make your voice heard, that we the people are upset, and we are willing to fight back, and we will hold them accountable at the ballot box if they do this to us in the legislative session.
Are there people in the Capitol that still listen to the conservative voice? How rampant is the liberalism there?
So in the House, it is full-blown Marxist. We literally have two sitting state House representatives that are self-proclaimed communists. It is about as bad as it gets. In the Senate, it's a little bit better. There is some sanity there, and that's where if we can kill this in the legislative process, it will likely be in the Senate. Governor Polis claims to be this great libertarian governor. Yet he has signed every anti-gun bill that has hit his desk. At this point, that is 17 anti-gun bills that Governor Polis has signed while claiming to be this great libertarian.
Taylor Rhodes is the executive director of the Rocky Mountain Gun Owners Association. One more time online, where can we find you?
Yes, please, please, please get in my foxhole. Fight back with us to help us stop the assault weapons ban. go to rmgo.org/AWB. That's Alpha Whiskey Bravo. We need you in the fight.
Hey, hang in there. Enjoyed the visit. We'll check back.
Yeah, thanks for chatting.
When bird season ends this spring, there's still a whole summer full of activities, great family activities at Joshua Creek Ranch in the Texas Hill Country, bordered by the historic Guadalupe River, and spring-fed Joshua Creek runs right through the middle of the place. Grab your fly rod and the family and head out to Joshua Creek Ranch this summer.
Hey, it's Alan Jones, Jr., and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
When we're not on the road hunting or fishing America, Kinder Outdoors calls the Vineyards Campground and Cabins in Grapevine, Texas, home. It has everything I need to prepare and broadcast coast-to-coast and border-to-border each week. Full hookups, cable TV, and 50-amp service at every RV site. Strong Wi-Fi that's powerful enough to ship Kinder Outdoors to you, no matter where you are in the U.S. or Canada. Most importantly, I can walk out of my fifth wheel and launch my boat at the Vineyards boat ramp without ever leaving the gated property. There's a sandy beach, a fully stocked camp store complete with firewood, groceries, and even commonly needed RV supplies. Rent a golf cart to make your way around this giant park, located on the shores of Grapevine Lake, Texas. Every single cabin and RV is lakefront or lake view, and you're just blocks away from Main Street Grapevine, with fantastic shopping and dining. As you can imagine, the Vineyards Campground and Cabin stays pretty busy, so why don't you block a little time right now at vineyardscampground.com. That moment when it all lines up. The planning, the process, the lifetime of in-the-woods experience all comes down to that one moment that old Tom is calling up and within range. At Marksman Firearms, we can help you get ready with calls, guns, chokes, turkey loads, and more. Marksman Firearms stores in Killeen, Mansfield, Wichita Falls, and Granbury. Make your mark at Marksman. If you sell hunting, fishing, outdoors products, and you'd like to directly speak to folks like me that enjoy the great outdoors, this might be a great place for you to advertise. Kinder Outdoors. We reach many thousands of hunters and fishermen each and every week, all across the country and right here at home. This is the perfect place for you to advertise your goods and services. This puts you in the pickup, in the blind, and on the boat when we are. Come see us at KinderOutdoors.com to learn more. Freedom Hunters. They say thank you to our very bravest and finest in a very special way.
We're a 501c3 military outreach program. We take servicemen and their families out on outdoor ventures, mainly hunting, fishing, shooting trips all around the country and internationally, too.
These trips are more than a thank you and a good time. Far more.
It invigorates them. The healing comes out of it. You know, it's amazing. I started it just as a thank you, as a give back. I had no idea the therapeutic value of these hunts. I mean, it changes them. You can see it in their eyes. When they show up at camp, they're quiet and reserved. By the end of camp, they're opened up and, chatting with other veterans. It's amazing. You can go on our website. We've got a donation button, or just email us and say, hey, here's the opportunity. We'll fit a vet into that opportunity, whatever it is. Freedomhunters.org.
At the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, we're really happy to have more than 50,000 kids in school classrooms learning about archery, fishing, boating, and other outdoor skills each year. We're thrilled that we have grown to schools across the United States and continue to grow. We're humbled that teaching wildlife conservation to our future generations have been so eagerly accepted by more than 250,000 kids so far. We're happy, thrilled, and humbled. But we're not stopping. The Outdoor Adventures program in junior highs and high schools across America has proven to be a hit with kids. And in case after case, we've seen Outdoor Adventures' young lives changed. Kids that just were not into school and not involved are now excited to get into the classroom each day because of Outdoor Adventures. The kids earn classroom credit by learning the outdoor basics, and they smile while learning. If you want Outdoor Adventures in your local school, contact me, Scott McClure. I'm at gootf.com. That's Scott at gootf.com.
Flush that old bird dog out of that chair and have a seat. You're in camp with us at Kender Outdoors. Proud partners with Patriot Mobile.
You know, I mentioned earlier that you should really take Joshua Creek Ranch in the summer because, hey, it's just a fabulous place to be. Take the family with you and enjoy that well-equipped pro shop. Whether you're there to shoot sporting clays or you need to borrow a fly rod or maybe both, they have everything you need in the pro shop at Joshua Creek Ranch. Go have fun this summer with the family at Joshua Creek Ranch. Look into those memberships, corporate, individual, and family memberships might make it a little easier for you to visit the ranch more often. Let's get back to our conversation now with Jay Reeve from Crappie Fest.
I get phone calls from and emails from folks around the country that listen to the show. They know we're based here in Texas and North Texas, and they like to talk about Lake Fork a lot. And a lot of these folks want to know how to crappie fish our great Texas lakes and have some success. They're only here for 2-3 days, maybe a week tops, and they want to know how to launch the boat and go catch some crappie. So, springtime crappie on Lake Fork. I would think that that would be an easier time of year to figure these fish out.
Well, it can be. That's, you know, springtime fishing for crappie anyway. It's here today, gone tomorrow, and that's why, you know, if I had one tip above all others for springtime crappie fishing on Lake Fork, I would say don't go shallow. Now, if you go shallow and you find them, that's great. But a lot of people get up there and beat the banks for those crappie this time of year. And they're not there except just, you know, for a very short period of time. We have our best luck on Lake Fork in the springtime fishing trees in 10 to 15 foot of water. Now, those fish may only be 2 or 3 foot deep. But, you know, they stay out there. And a lot of these fish spawn on those trees. So, you know, Lake Fork, I've heard guys say, if you want to catch a crappie on Lake Fork, find a boat ark tree and go fish it. And, you know, it can be that simple. But, you know, just be sure and don't go too shallow because those big females likely to be hanging out on those big boat ark trees out in that little bit deeper water staging and waiting to go in and spawn.
So when you do launch your boat at Lake Fork, you're going to have crappie on your mind, but it's really important that you have boat ark trees on your mind for safety purposes. That can be a dangerous lake.
Oh, without a doubt, and especially now, I think the lake's probably back full after all the rain that we've got, and it's deceiving. There are boat lanes, marked boat lanes where you can run, and my wife would tell you that you need to make sure, and if you're running wide open, you need to be in one of those boat lanes. I thought I had a place figured out one time where I could run that wasn't on the boat lanes. And, yeah, about $8,000 later, I found out that I was wrong. so yeah, it's important to make sure if you're not in those boat lanes, you better be off a plane and on idle because you're gonna hit some stumps.
Yes, you are. You're going to bounce. And if you're real proud of that new wrap you got on the boat or that pretty fiberglass, you might want to pick a different lake because you're going to get boat ark trees and bridge pilings are going to get you if you're crappie fishing on Lake Fork. What if folks are coming a little bit later? They're going to wait for the kids to get out of school, and they're going to come this summer to fish.
Well, that's what I love about Lake Fork. You know, all you got to do there is just move out a little deeper. You know, and frankly, summertime is just, and especially early summertime, you can just catch a ton of fish on Lake Fork. Boat arcs year-round, well, maybe not the wintertime, but boat arcs for the most part, especially in the summertime, those hold fish and just move out a little deeper. You know, a lot of times in the summertime, you can find those fish in 20 to 30 foot of water. Again, they're probably not going to be right down on the bottom. But they love those boat ark trees. You know, the boat arks are the ones that, you know, unlike a lot of the hardwoods that have a lot of, you know, straight up and down timber, those boat arks have a lot of limbs that go horizontal, you know, and those crappie like to get right up underneath those limbs. And I think that's why the boat ark trees are so good. And there's also some cedar trees on Lake Fork. And, And if you can find some cedar trees and you got some pretty healthy line and a good strong hook and a pretty stiff rod, you can get out there and pull a lot of fish off of those cedar trees too. So yeah, you just the same pattern. And you know, if you're used to bass fishing and you know how, you know, fish move, from spring to summer, you know, in the spring, they'll kind of be in the backs of the coves a lot of times. And as it gets warmer, they'll move out to main lake points and things. Same thing for the crappie. Follow the migration, but be looking for the bodark trees and just get out a little deeper and 15 to 20 foot deep is where the fish will probably be sitting and get out there and catch you some.
Now Jay, I know you've got a color or two that you really like on Lake Fork. Are you giving up any secrets here?
You know, Lake Fork is. I don't think color makes a lot of difference. I'm one of those kind of guys. If I'm going to Lake Fork, the very first jig I'm going to drop is going to be white and chartreuse. And especially in the summertime, chances are that jig's going to be tipped with a minnow or a piece of a minnow head or at least a crappie nibble or something like that. But white and chartreuse is by far my favorite. You know, sometimes you can get orange, bright orange, especially if there's been some rain and some runoff, bright orange, black and chartreuse will work. But you know, Lake Fork is one of those lakes that, white and chartreuse, black and chartreuse, one of those two is going to catch fish. You put it down in front of them, especially if it's tipped with a minnow, and you're going to hammer some big crappie.
So the dog days of summer and the coldest points of winter, do you go full minnows all the time, or do you stay home in the air conditioner or the heater?
No, and that's, you know, you talk about being able to pattern a fish, the heat of the summertime I think is the best crappie fishing of all. You can fish the same area for a week and those fish won't go anywhere. They get into that holding pattern. They'll get deeper. Wintertime they'll get deeper. I mean, this winter, you know, they get on the deep timber, or in the deep part of the lake, you know. We were catching crappie this wintertime, in 35 to 50 foot of water, 35 to 45 foot of water. And sometimes those fish would be down there 30 to 35 to 40 foot deep. But you're still fishing trees. Now there, you know, hardwoods. The big hardwood trees on the creek channels, on those deep river channels, would be holding the fish. And that's the same pattern for the summertime. Usually don't get quite as deep as that. Summertime is about fishing the thermocline. So you got to find that thermocline in the summer and fish right at or above that thermocline. So the fish may still be in trees on the river channel in 40 foot of water, but if that thermocline is set up at, you know, 15 to 18 foot deep, those fish are going to be stacked right there on that thermocline level. So, yeah, you can catch fish all year round on Lake Fork and most Texas lakes. You know, Texas is just a great state to go crappie fishing.
Jay Don Reeve and the big one fish crappie tournament that he helps put together every year is coming up on March 23rd, where they ought to be out there about 10 to 15 feet, Jay said, on the bodarks. If you were paying attention, go out there and get you a big one and win some big money at Crappie Fest. CrappieFest.com, that's all we need to know, right?
Yes, sir. That'll take care of it. And don't forget that 3-pound, if you catch a 3-pound crappie and weigh it in at Crappie Fest, courtesy of Sea Arc Boats, our monster crappie bonus, that'll add an extra $7,500 to your prize. So you can win over $12,000 for one single fish at Crappie Fest this year on March 23rd.
Hey, thank you so much for hanging out around our campfire today. I also want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the time we've had together here each and every week. Come back and see us next time, won't you? Till then, may God bless you and your bunch.